The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday Good News Day is upon us. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Tuesday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the feast of St. Matthew, apostle and evangelist. Matthew was a Jew who worked for the occupying Roman forces. He collected taxes from other Jews. Now, these tax collectors were generally hated as traitors by their fellow Jews. The Pharisees lumped them with sinners. So it was shocking then to hear Jesus call such a man to be one of his intimate followers. Matthew got Jesus in further trouble by having a sort of going away party. Many tax collectors came to dinner. The Pharisees were shocked, and Jesus' answer was, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do." St. Matthew, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, and the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishops and of all apostles of prayer, and in particular, for those recommended by our Holy Father this month, that we all will make courageous choices for a simple and environmentally sustainable lifestyle, rejoicing in our young people who are resolutely committed to this. Amen. 10 minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. There is a Greek philosopher from several centuries before Jesus, Aristotle, and he wrote wonderful things about friendship. He wrote wonderful things about many themes, but in particular friendship. He has a special intuition into the nature of friendship. And one of the things he says about friendship, which is a little bit surprising, it's a saying, a Greek saying that he quotes approvingly. He says, "To be a friend to someone, you must eat a peck of salt together." Now, a peck is a measure which is about 8 kilos or 2 gallons, a lot of salt. Now, of course, he doesn't mean that you have to sit down with your friend and start working your way through kilos and kilos of salt. He means that the saying means that you must have that many meals that a pinch of salt there, a pinch of salt here and there would eventually get through, you'd eventually get through 8 kilos of salt. So in other words, you have to have a lot of meals together, a lot of meals where you're talking, as you normally do over a meal, exchanging stories, ideas, talking about the weather, about politics, even about COVID, laughing, chatting, all these things. And that, over time, not immediately, but over time, transforms two or more persons into literally companions. A companion is another word for a friend, of course, but it's a very useful word because it literally means with bread. It's from the Latin companus, with bread. So we become companions by eating together, eating and talking together, obviously. And when we see our Lord in the Gospel, we see in a moment today's Gospel, but right throughout the Gospel, we see again and again how you, Jesus, eat with people, all kinds of meals. large numbers of people or small numbers of people, but you're continually at meal or eating, sitting down to meals with different people. And when we think that you came on earth, Lord, to make us your companions, it makes a lot of sense when we put that together with Aristotle's observation. We really do become companions through these very convivial meals together. And in fact, it does appear that Jesus is very convivial. Everybody wants to have him around for dinner. We see that the wedding feast at Cana. We see that in the feast thrown by Simon the Pharisee. We see that again, you'd order invited by Martha and Mary to their house for any number of meals, but one in particular is described, the preparations. And then even after the resurrection, those two disciples on the way to Emmaus insist that Jesus go into the inn with them, at least for their evening meal. So Jesus is very much appreciated. And we can see also that you, Lord, really appreciate the value and the deeper meaning of these meals together. So much so that you, Lord, when you want us to form a picture of heaven, one of the most striking images that you use for heaven is that of a meal. And not just any old meal, but in a certain sense, the king of all meals. The king of all meals is a wedding meal, a wedding banquet. And you say, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. So if heaven is this eternal meal, we could ask ourselves in the presence of Jesus, we could ask ourselves, well, if that's my eternal destiny, an eternal meal, how am I at the meals down here below? Are my convivial? There's a story told by John Paul I in a little book he wrote. He's quoting this story, and it's a story in which a guy imagines two visions, a vision of hell followed by a vision of heaven. And in the vision of hell, he sees into this room. The author might initially already been Oriental because it's all about chopsticks and rice. In the vision of hell, the guy sees an immense room with long tables, with diners down either side of the table. There are large bowls of lovely cooked rice and gourmet delicacies on the table. And all the diners have attached to their hands long chopsticks, but much longer than your average chopstick. So as they try to eat, this is hell, remember, as they try to eat, they try to bring the rice to their mouths, but the sticks are too long. And so they can never quite get it to their mouths. And so they're all highly frustrated and in hell. Then the following vision is a vision of heaven, but it's the exact same setup. It's the same tables, bowls of rice, gourmet delicacies, and the same kind of diners with the same long chopsticks fastened to their hands. But here everybody's delighted and they're all eating to their heart's content. Very simply, because in heaven they're good convivial diners and they're sharing the food with one another. In other words, instead of trying to feed themselves, they're bringing the rice over to their companion over the other side of the table. So they're all mutually looking after one another. And that is the exact same setup, but a completely different consequence because the diners are looking after each other. Now, as I promised, we'd get to today's gospel. Today is the feast of St. Matthew, also known as Levi. And in today's gospel, he himself tells us the story of his vocation, the moment when Jesus called him to be an apostle. The strange thing being that Matthew was a tax collector, so not the kind of guy you would have suspected that Jesus would call to be an apostle. But it happens. So Matthew describes it like this. He says, as Jesus was walking on, he saw a man named Matthew sitting by the customs house. And he said to him, follow me. And he got up and followed him. While he was at dinner in the house, it happened that a number of tax collectors and sinners came to sit at the table with Jesus and his disciples. Now, Luke fleshes that out. St. Luke in his gospel fleshes that out a little bit because he actually tells us that Levi, Matthew, through a great feast for Jesus and his friends. That's essentially what Luke, the bit of it, he kind of gives us a little bit more detail. And when we look at it, we understand very well. St. Matthew has just had the most wonderful event in his whole life. This encounter with Jesus, this calling to be an apostle. He wants to celebrate, but not only that, but he wants his colleagues, the other tax collectors, also to meet Jesus, to get to know him, to become his companions. And so he throws this meal. Thinking of ourselves in this regard and our conviviality. Going back to Aristotle, he says, he talks about cattle, cows in the field. He says, they all graze in the same place, but they're not really together. Physically, they're in the one place, but they're not really eating together. They're not, you don't talk about convivial cows, they're just eating. Whereas he says, the human beings, we share food and share conversation as we eat. But how am I at meals? For example, this may be something that we all have to be careful with, the phone. If you or if I were looking at the phone through the meal, we're in danger of becoming kind of bovine. We might be with the others, but we're not really with them. We're in the same physical place. And so we're a little bit like the cattle grazing in the field. It's just our food and our phone. Whereas the food is really there and its main kind of context should be the conversation, or should give rise to conversation. And conversation that builds up our companionship with the people that God has chosen to share our dinner table with, our family, our friends, whoever it might be. They're the people that God has called us to spend so many meals together with. So let's finish up asking our Lord, maybe St. Matthew also, Our Lady, for sure Our Lady was tremendously convivial, that we would have that, know the art, know how to be very convivial in our meals and banquets here on earth, so that, well, the way we'd be prepared for us for that eternal banquet in heaven. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 16 past the hour. The liturgical day begins next. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Feast of St. Matthew, Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord. And shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save,
and of the wonders he had worked.
A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. I plead with you, as a prisoner for the Lord, to live a life worthy of the calling you have received, with perfect humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another lovingly. Make every effort to preserve the unity which has the Spirit as its origin and peace as its binding force. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope given all of you by your call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and works through all and is in all. Each of us has received God's favor in the measure in which Christ bestows it. Thus you find scriptures saying, when he ascended on high, he took a host of captives and gave gifts to men. He ascended. What does this mean but that he had first descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the very one who ascended high above the heavens, that he might fill all men with his gifts. It is he who gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful, to build up the body of Christ till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man, who is Christ, come to full stature. Let us then be children no longer, tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine that originates in human trickery and skill in proposing error. Rather, let us profess the truth in love and grow to the full maturity of Christ the head. Through him the whole body grows, and with the proper functioning of the members, joined firmly together by each supporting ligament, builds itself up in love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
No prophecy ever came from man.
The men who spoke the word of God were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
The Lord gives wisdom. Knowledge and understanding flow from his mouth.
The men who spoke the word of God were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
From a homily by St. Bede the Venerable, priest. Jesus saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." Jesus saw Matthew not merely in the usual sense, but more significantly with his merciful understanding of men. He saw the tax collector, and because he saw him through the eyes of mercy and chose him, he said to him, "Follow me." This following meant imitating the pattern of his life, not just walking after him. St. John tells us, whoever says he abides in Christ ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. And he rose and followed him. There is no reason for surprise that the tax collector abandoned earthly wealth as soon as the Lord commanded him. Nor should one be amazed that neglecting his wealth, he joined a band of men whose leader had, on Matthew's assessment, no riches at all. Our Lord summoned Matthew by speaking to him in words, by an invisible interior impulse flooding his mind with the light of grace. He instructed him to walk in his footsteps. In this way, Matthew could understand that Christ, who was summoning him away from earthly possessions, had incorruptible treasures of heaven in his gift. As he sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. This conversion of one tax collector gave many men, those from his own profession and other sinners, an example of repentance and pardon. Notice also the happy and true anticipation of his future status as apostle and teacher of the nations. No sooner was he converted than Matthew drew after him a whole crowd of sinners along the same road to salvation. He took up his appointed duties while still taking his first steps in the faith, and from that hour he fulfilled his obligation and thus grew in merit. To see a deeper understanding of the great celebration Matthew held at his house, we must realize that he not only gave a banquet for the Lord at his earthly residence, but far more pleasing was the banquet set in his own heart, which he provided through faith and love. Our Savior attests to this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. On hearing Christ's voice, we open the door to receive him, as it were. When we freely assent to his promptings, and when we give ourselves over to doing what must be done. Christ, since he dwells in the hearts of his chosen ones through the grace of his love, enters so that he might eat with us and we with him. He ever refreshes us by the light of his presence insofar as we progress in our devotion to and longing for the things of heaven. He himself is delighted by such a pleasing banquet. Matthew was a talented scribe and deeply versed in the law of the Lord.
He dedicated all his efforts to the study of God's law, so that with the Lord's guidance he might observe his precepts and teach them to others.
The gospel of God's glory is credited to him.
He dedicated all his efforts to the study of God's law, so that with the Lord's guidance he might observe his precepts and teach them to others.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
God of mercy, you chose a tax collector, Saint Matthew, to share the dignity of the apostles. By his example and prayers, help us to follow Christ and remain faithful in your service. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Feast of St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the Call of Matthew from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office.
Follow me.
And Matthew rose and followed him. As Jesus sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples,
Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
But when Jesus heard it, he said,
Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, Matthew wasn't a very popular fellow among his fellow Jews. He was seen as collaborating with the Roman occupation. But when Jesus called him, well, you know what happened. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 7, Special Feasts. The evangelists Matthew, Mark, and Luke narrate Matthew's call by our Lord immediately after the cure of the paralytic in Capernaum. A day or so after the miracle, Jesus sets out for the seashore, followed by a great crowd. The place he is coming from is a small seaport city that borders the land of Perea on the other side of the Jordan. On the way, he passes a booth for collecting taxes on interregional trade. Matthew is a publican in Herod's service. Though not a court official, he has purchased the right to collect taxes. The office is not highly esteemed and is even scorned by many. It is an attractive post, however, due to its great potential for acquiring wealth. A tax collector seems to have enjoyed high social status since Matthew made Jesus a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others sitting at table with them. The Lord invited him to become a disciple of his as he crossed in front of the taxation booth. Matthew arose and followed him. His response is quick and generous. He had probably met the Master on other occasions and was looking forward to this momentous occasion. He does not hesitate to leave everything and follow Jesus at the first indication. God alone knows why the Lord chooses Matthew, and only the apostle could tell us what he perceived in Jesus to leave his collection tables immediately and follow him. St. John Chrysostom suggests we see by the prompt and complete obedience of Matthew, who left all his worldly possessions in an instant, that the Lord had called him at just the right moment. The time and place the Lord selects to ask for complete dedication are foreseen by divine providence, and for this reason are the most opportune. At times, Christ calls someone in the prime of youth. For such a person, then is the best time to respond. For others, Christ manifests their vocation during adulthood. He makes use of colleagues at work, family ties, or other social dealings to reveal his purposes. Along with the tremendous grace of seeing our vocation, God grants the strength to respond quickly and to be faithful to the end. If a person says no to the Lord with the idea of saying yes at a time perceived to be more suitable, it can happen that another such occasion never comes up. Furthermore, the Lord may not lovingly knock a second time. All resistance to grace hardens the heart. St. Augustine describes very succinctly the urgency with which we should respond to God's gift, to his passing close by where we are on the road of life. I fear Jesus may pass by and not come back. Jesus Christ draws very near to each one of us, no matter what our age or circumstances, and his gaze meets ours in a unique way. He invites us to follow him closely. In the majority of cases, he leaves us in the heart of society, our work and our family. Think about what the Holy Spirit says, and let yourself be filled with awe and gratitude. He chose us before the foundation of the world, that we might be holy in his presence. To be holy is not easy, but it isn't difficult either. To be holy is to be a good Christian, to resemble Christ. The more closely a person resembles Christ, the more Christian he is. The more he belongs to Christ, the holier he is. And what means do we have? The same means the early faithful had when they saw Jesus directly or caught a glimpse of him in the accounts the apostles and evangelists gave of him. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's time to pray on this Feast of St. Matthew. At 14 minutes before the hour, we join the entire church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My commandment is this: love one another as I have loved you.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My commandment is this: love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. You are my friends, says the Lord, if you do what I command you.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
You are my friends, says the Lord, if you do what I command you.
A reading from Ephesians. You are strangers and aliens no longer. No. You are fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God. You form a building which rises on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is fitted together and takes shape as a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you are being built into this temple to become a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
They will always remember your name, O Lord,
over all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
The Lord saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's office and said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed him.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's office and said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed him.
Let us pray. Beloved friends, we have inherited heaven along with the apostles. Let us give thanks to the Father for all his gifts.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the banquet of Christ's body and blood given us through the apostles,
which refreshes us and gives us life.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the feast of your word, prepared for us by the apostles,
giving us light and joy.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for your holy church, founded on the apostles,
where we are gathered together into your community.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the cleansing power of baptism and penance that you have entrusted to your apostles,
through which we are cleansed of our sins.
The company of apostles praises you, Lord.
And we pray, Lord, that we may be your apostles in our own age. And for all of our intentions in that regard, we pray. We pray to the Lord.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven,
give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
God of mercy, you chose a tax collector, Saint Matthew, to share the dignity of the apostles. By his example and prayers, help us to follow Christ and remain faithful in your service. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Another great day to go out and share the good news as you celebrate St. Matthew. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.